Hey friend, welcome back to She Speaks Life. I am so glad you are with me today. And hey, if you have not already subscribed to my YouTube channel yet, hop on there at Jamie Elizabeth She Speaks Life and you can see this episode live along with others. And don't forget to grab your free ebook by going on my website, jamieelizabeth.com, and you'll receive God's ID, My ID, which is all about God's characteristics and how they apply to your life today. Okay, with me, I'm very excited to share with you my conversation that I had with creator of His Story, the musical, Anna Miriam Brown. She is the writer of this amazing performance produced by Tony-nominated Bruce Lazarus and Duck Dynasty Willie and Corey Robertson. This is a world premiere production that is about the life of Jesus by melding a youthful voice with a timeless perspective of the greatest story ever told, brought into the third millennium. It is a beautiful reminder of Jesus' universal power of love and redemption. And this amazing musical takes place in Dallas at the Grandscape new state-of-the-art Broadway tent. So get your tickets in the link below this episode in the show notes or on Ticketmaster. This is one you do not want to miss. Along with this incredible story you are about to hear from this young, gifted 22-year-old and how God can equip us and make things possible when we just say yes to Him and go for it. So here's my guest, Anna Miriam Brown. Hey, Anna, welcome to She Speaks Life. I am so excited you are here with us today. Thank you for coming on here.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I love musicals. I love theater. We have a little bit of a background of that with our daughter who has a passion for that as well. And we are going to be talking about His Story, the musical that you are the creator of, and you are so inspiring, and I just cannot wait to hear how God downloaded that idea in your heart. But before we begin, I always love to start us off with asking the guests, what is their favorite scripture verse, like a life verse?
Yes, so for me, it's a verse in John 14. I don't remember the exact reference, but the verse is, "Now you have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you." And that's Jesus speaking to the disciples. And a lot of my life, I just dealt with a lot of depression and anxiety, but I always felt the Spirit of God speaking that to me. And I always kept holding on to the hope that, like, one day I would fully have the revelation of God. And when that happened, I've just been living in that joy ever since. And it's this joy no one can take. So that's a really special verse to me.
I love it. Okay, you are 22.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. I would love for you to share with our friend here more about you and how this whole thing got birthed.
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, when I was growing up, probably from like 12 to like 16, I had a lot of just like kind of mental fuzz and just like a lot of anxiety. And like, I didn't get the gospel. I didn't really understand God, even though like my parents are like super, super Christian. They love the Lord. They've always been such a great example. And I think that's one of the reasons why I was so passionate to find God, even though I didn't exactly know how, is because I saw He was real by the way my parents loved Him and served Him. So I really, even though it was like difficult and I didn't exactly know how, I kept seeking God and praying and just hoping that one day He would, you know, help me out of just that kind of dark place I was in mentally. And when I was 16, just the spring of when I turned 16, something just started changing for me, and God started revealing Himself in really like intimate and powerful ways, and just showing Himself to me through scripture and through people and through miracles and all sorts of things. And I just like finally it just started to click, like the gospel and like knowing Jesus. And I was like, I became so passionate about it. I was like, oh my goodness, like I want everybody to find, you know, this relationship with God that I found. And I don't ever want someone to experience, like, to be stuck in that darkness that I felt like I was stuck in. So I'm gonna like do my best to like go like share the gospel. So like I did what every, you know, 16-year-old who wants to share the gospel does, and I like went to Africa. And I was like, my friend who's a doctor is going to Kenya with a team, and I was like, can I come with you to Kenya? And he was like, yeah. So I go to Kenya, and my heart is to just share just the joy of God and the joy of knowing Jesus. And but while I was there, God had a little plan going on, you know, like my calling is to share the story of Jesus, but it wasn't how I thought it at all. And let's just start off by saying I was never a musical theater kid. I was never into musicals. Like, I mean, I was like, I'd seen maybe like two little, you know, community theater things growing up. But it just never had my attention at all. But when I was in Africa, this Canadian girl randomly tagged along, like she ran into them on the trip and she, to us on the trip, and she ended up joining our team. And she was like, Anna, you've got to listen to this musical called Hamilton. And I was like, oh my gosh. And like, so she showed me a little part, and I was like, eh, it's not bad. And then like, she showed me the song Satisfied, and I was like, oh, that's pretty good. And then like one time I was like, we were out helping this village, and the doctors were doing their thing, and we had finished with our part, and we were just having lunch, and we were like, all right, well, we have a little break, let's dig into Hamilton. And so we listened to the whole thing through, and like by the end I was like fully crying and just like feeling so much for like these characters, you know, the founding fathers, and like, and this whole story that I'd never cared about before. This new interest for American history just like was instantly birthed. I just like had this huge passion for musical theater all in this moment. I was like, oh my goodness, like, okay, maybe musical theater is not what I thought. Like, maybe it's there's something powerful about it. So I was just like, so like, I listened to the musical Hamilton probably like 50 times after that. And it was just something had been like so struck, like put in my heart, that like I wanted somebody to do that with the Bible. I was like, if somebody could do this with a Bible, maybe like, you know, it can have the same effect it did on me, like with American history, and it can help new people like kind of open up to hearing the story of God in a new way. But like, I didn't think that I was going to be the one to do that. You know, I didn't feel equipped in any way to do something like that, but it just kept like coming back, and I kept wanting this thing to be created. And then there just got to be this one day where I just felt so strong on my heart, God speak to me and say like, you're the one that's supposed to do this. And I was like, what? Like, I don't know even where to start, you know?
I know. I love it when God just gives us an idea, but we don't know how.
Yeah.
And it's like his perfect plan, though. So we're completely reliant on him and, you know, his way on how he wants it to look, right?
Yeah.
So that leads us into you starting to write for this musical called His Story. Mm-hmm. So the play Hamilton inspired you to start looking at, let's do some musicals with a biblical lens.
Mm-hmm.
So what did that process look like? I read that you started at age 16.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So after kind of having that dream like put into me, obviously, like you were saying, like, even if you don't feel ready or whatever, like God is not worried about all that. God can give skill to anyone. He can put the right people around anyone. You just have to be willing to live out God's dream. And so like, even though I felt very like, you know, unqualified, I was like, okay, like I'll try to do this. And it really didn't look like anything was going to be able to actually happen, because I was living with my family in Ukraine at the time. We were missionaries. And, like, you know, that Ukraine's not like musical theater, recording, all that kind of stuff world. Right. And so I was just going to be this missionary's kid with this, like, random musical, but that would never become anything. Yeah. But anyways, felt like God still wanted me to do it. So I was like, all right. And I went to my sister, who's like the musical one in the family, Rachel Brown. And I was like, Rachel, this is like kind of embarrassing, but like, can you teach me some piano? Oh, I'm going to try to write a musical. And she taught me four chords on piano. And then from there, I really felt like the Holy Spirit was just guiding me, because I started to be able to hear, like, to hear music and be able to find chords and stuff like that, not by like any music theory or anything like that, but just like listening and like praying that God would guide me, and just like letting my hands kind of lead me on the piano, and then just kind of like freestyling lyrics from like in the perspective of all these characters that I'd grown up hearing about, like through my dad and my mom telling me Bible stories. So like Peter and Jesus and all them, they were in my mind, so I could just kind of like write in those characters. So, and then eventually it turned into, about a year later, I had 30 songs. And so I had 30 songs, and then my parents heard me singing it, or I think one of my sisters like told on me that I was writing a musical, and they were like, that's actually really good, and they wanted to help me. They wanted to just help it become whatever God wanted it to become. So, so many crazy miracles happened in how we were able to record it, like record the entire album, and God just providing like people and money and everything that we needed. And we eventually made this concept album, and that's what we put out into the world. But even then, I didn't expect it to become a stage musical. But
oh, it's beautiful. Okay, what is His Story about?
His Story is about the life of Jesus, but it's really through the perspective of His disciples a lot. It goes into their stories, Mary Magdalene and Judas and Mother Mary and Joseph, and it's very, very creative, and takes the story that we have and just like kind of looks at it through a little bit of a contemporary lens about what that really, like, what were these characters really feeling and thinking of, you know, what was Joseph thinking when Mary says she's pregnant, and, you know, what was Judas' mindset and all of this. And they're just really digging in and putting these classical characters with like real things we go through today.
Love that. Like, just kind of an emotional background. Yeah. Like, what were they feeling at that time? I know, like, some stories I'm like, oh, I wish they described how they were feeling more. Have a little more emotion. So this process, I'm thinking, brought you even closer to Jesus. What are some of the main highlights of maybe that encounter that you have been in with the Lord through this whole journey?
Well, what's so incredible about this is it's like, it's a very sweet process of just trusting, because it's almost like this didn't start out my dream, really. It's like it was God's dream, and He decided to share that with me, and I feel so honored. But it's like I've really felt God's grace, and the fact that, like, I don't feel pressure for this to become anything, and every step is just something that God lays out, and I get the privilege of walking in. And so there's been a lot of crazy things about this whole thing, but I'll tell you one little story. So do you know His Story is going to be in a tent?
Yes, it's in the Grandscape. Yes,
the Grandscape Broadway tent.
It's
so beautiful. It's so stunning. But the crazy thing about this is, about a year ago, I was doing this missions thing called YWAM. And so I was with three of my super sweet friends who love Jesus. And we had just been reading the Bible a lot about how, you know, Moses went up to this mountain to pray. And we're like, oh my goodness, all these people in the Bible, they're always going up to mountains and hearing these great things from God. So we're like, maybe we should do that. So we went to the store, we bought a bunch of food, we packed a picnic and rented a car, and we drove up to this, we were in Hawaii, and we drove up to this beautiful mountain, and it was chilly, and we were like, we're totally going to hear from God, and like, it's going to be such an epic encounter. And it was actually horrible. We were freezing cold. It was pretty miserable. But we ended up just like, you know, cuddling up in blankets. And then I fell asleep and I had a dream where I was standing in front of a big white tent and his story was playing inside the tent. Oh, and from this, I just wrote it down because I'm like, that's weird, but like, maybe that's what God wanted to show me. And then I forgot about it. But like, we were not planning on doing it in a tent. Musicals aren't intense. Like, that's not like a normal thing. But I just wrote that down and kind of moved on. And then about a year later, the producer, Bruce Lazarus, called me and was like, hey, what would you think if we did it in like a big, like Cirque du Soleil, like tent? And I was like, oh my God. Goodness. Wow. So little things like that have been just happening, and like the way that it's all come together is so miraculous that it's like I feel like God's hand is so on it in such a special way, just that I feel so like honored to be part of it, and I'm so excited to see what it's going to become, because like God's been with it so much this far that like I know he'll do whatever he wants with it.
Yeah, and I love the obedience. You know, he just wants our yes. Yeah. And look what he can do with that yes.
Yeah.
How big and grand of a scale it can get, and you have such an obedient heart to him, and so for him to just open these doors for you, how did the doors open to get these well-known Broadway producers and directors, including Willie and Corey Robertson, correct? Yeah. How did that all come about?
I mean, that's the crazy part about it, is like, none of this was really by our effort. Like, I didn't, again, know much about musical theater or Broadway, but once we published the musical and made it public, word kind of started to spread, and God started to make these connections, and somebody sent it to Bruce Lazarus, who is the producer, and he was just like, okay, 16-year-old girl writes musical about Jesus, like, definitely not going to be my thing. But he just listened so he could tell his friend nicely that that's not his thing. But he ended up just falling in love with it. And it's just like so amazing. And he brought all these incredible teams, Jeff Calhoun, who did Newsies and Bonnie and Clyde, and then Eamon Foley, who's just an incredible, incredible choreographer. It's like, I was just watching him this morning, just like creating the ending of act one, and I'm just like mind blown. I'm like, how do you do that? He's literally like painting with like all these bodies. It's incredible. But this incredible team that Bruce has brought together, and it's amazing.
I was at All God's Children, where they help the orphan and the widow. It was a charity event, and I got to meet Jep Robertson, and I thought it was him that was part of his story. And I knew I had you coming on in a few weeks to interview. And he's like, oh, that's my brother Willie and Corey that's doing that. And I was like, oh, how cool. He's like, but we're definitely going to see it. And I'm like, yep, we're going to be in that area in a couple weeks. So I know we're excited to go see it. And so tell me, like, what are you hoping people will take away from this musical?
Well, I think it'll be different for every person, because it really is just the bringing to life of the gospel that already affects so many people as it is. So I think it will be whatever people need, whatever they're lacking. I think the gospel is just so powerful. But I think the main message kind of behind it, especially what it's become, because a lot of new songs have been written too, is just the idea that there is really nobody too far gone or nobody too broken that they can't be redeemed if they reach out for help. And mm-hmm. if they reach out for the healing that Jesus offers. So I think that's the main message. And also something that is really on my heart is I want his story to inspire other young kids to just take leaps of faith and to just go for it and to just be different and create and do things for God and have faith and like use their talents to the fullest that they can with the abilities that they have and the resources they have and just like get inspired to do that kind of stuff and just fill the world with beautiful, like pure, holy art for God.
I love that. And it just shows, like, you may not even know that you have the gift and the talent, like, until you put in that action step, just like you. It was like, you didn't even know that you had this in you until God dropped that idea and you took action into it and then he reveals it and he shows us. So it's so inspiring. You're young and just to see how God has encouraged you and you're so humble and, you know, this is something you get to do with God. And I just love that you have come on here to share about this. So let's leave our friend here with a takeaway. And then where can we see this wonderful musical called His Story? Mm-hmm. What area is it going to be? Is it going to be in several different areas? What does the future look like for this musical?
Yes. So I would say the takeaway, the best advice I can give you is make knowing Jesus your dream. Because if your dream is to impress God or make something incredible for him or be a good, great Christian, then you're always going to be living in this performance mentality. But if you make your dream just getting to know him and being as close to him as you possibly can, his dreams are going to rub off on you and you're just going to live the life that he wants because you're so close to him that you're just like his partner and everything. So that's always been my goal, is to be so close to God and so faithful with the little things that he gives me that when he has an idea and he wants to do something, I'm the one he comes to. So I would say just stay so close to Jesus and make loving him the dream of your life.
Love it. Yeah. And where can we all see this musical?
Yes. So His Story, the musical, is going to be in the tent every night. Sometimes, like on Saturdays, we're going to be doing it three shows on Saturdays. So come see it at Grandscape, The Colony, Dallas, Texas. I don't know the exact address, but if you go to historythemusical.com, you can get all the information and tickets. Tickets are on Ticketmaster and our website, historythemusical.com. And you can also follow us on Instagram, History of the Musical.
And I'll have the links in the show notes for you that are listening. And thank you so much, Anna, for coming on here, sharing your testimony. And I'm praying nothing but wonderful blessings for this musical. And I'm sure many more ahead.
There are more musicals coming for sure.
Oh, I love it. Thank you for coming on here.
Thank you so much. It's been great to talk to you.
Thank you so much for listening today, and I trust that God has encouraged you through this story. Did you know this podcast is on YouTube? Hop on there and subscribe, and you can see a live recording of each episode. And for more information on this ministry and to access free downloads, please visit my website at jamieelizabeth.com. That's JAYMEelizabeth.com. And let's connect beyond this podcast by going to my Instagram handle, Jamie Elizabeth, She Speaks Life, or Facebook. Until next time, my friend, I hope God reveals himself through your own life story.